You're listening to KNKX. Three lawyers are suing the city of Seattle. They claim leaders violated the state's Open Public Meetings Act before the head tax repeal vote this week. The city council suddenly called a special meeting for Tuesday to get rid of the new law, but attorneys James Egan, Julie Kays, and Lincoln Beauregard contend there wasn't adequate notice given. City Attorney Pete Holmes has released a statement saying the city was in compliance with the law and provided enough notice. The three lawyers also question how much conversation was happening before the vote. According to the filing, Mayor Jenny Durkin, along with the seven city council members who voted in favor of repeal, had already reached an agreement when leaders announced the special meeting. 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle sat down with Ariel Van Cleve to provide more context on the details of the state's Open Public Meetings Act.
Paula, why don't you give us some background on Washington's Sunshine Laws?
Well, the Open Public Meetings Act and the Public Records Act were passed around the same time. In 71, the Public Meetings Act was passed by the legislature, and then the Public Records Act was actually passed by initiative, and it was actually part of this kind of national sunshine law movement. It really grew out of the counterculture movement, pushing really for more openness in both society and government.
So we're talking about this because of the fact that there's now a lawsuit against the city because of a special meeting that was held this week dealing with the head tax repeal. What are the actual requirements when it comes to making sure that people are aware of meetings?
Well, there are requirements about notice for meetings. So in the case of a special meeting, the requirement is that at least 24 hours written notice be given, and that has to go to the members of the governing body, but also to media representatives and to the general public through the website.
Did that happen in this case?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. The city says it did. It met all of these requirements, and the people suing say it did not.
Making sure that people are aware of these meetings, they can attend them. Why is this an important thing to have in place, these laws?
Well, it's the idea that in order to have an informed public so that the democracy can function, people have to know what's going on. So they have to know when meetings are happening. In the actual Public Meetings Act, it says the people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. The people insist on remaining informed so they may retain control over the instruments they have created.
Given the fact that there were so many people who actually attended, there were media who were there, we covered the event as well, can they really say that they violated the act?
It doesn't matter if people were there. People who are strong advocates of the Open Meetings Act will say that it's important to follow the letter of the law. And if they didn't do that, that's what's important.
All right. Thanks, Paula.
You're welcome.
That was 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle speaking with Ariel Van Cleve about the state's Open Public Meetings Act.